Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Jay, I know all games in this league are big, but you've lost two in a row, you've lost your starting quarterback. Do you feel a different level of pressure going to Philly for a Monday nighter, considering it's been a bit of a whirlwind last 24, 48 hours here as well?
Yeah, a little bit. I think there should be a sense of urgency without a doubt where we are in the season, what our record is. We're tied for first. Dallas is right there. Philly's right there. So anytime you can go on the road and get a key victory is very, very critical. And it's also important for our confidence and our psyche down the stretch. You know, I don't think anybody's lost any confidence despite the injuries that we've had, especially to our quarterback. I think we all have faith in Colt. But to go out there and get a big win against the defending Super Bowl champs would do, I think, a lot of good for a lot of people.
The phrase code red game was something you dropped a few years ago. You got anything for this kind of game?
No, I think everybody knows the importance of this game. I think where we are right now as a football team, losing two in a row, like you said, you know, there's still a lot of ball left, you know, regardless of what happens in this game Monday night. But we do understand that when you're playing a division rival like Philadelphia, to try to get one on the road there would be very helpful.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk Podcast, JP Finley. This is going to be a long sit-down interview with Trent Williams. You guys are really going to enjoy it. Trent is one of the smartest, most insightful guys to talk football with and kind of to talk life with. It's funny, after we got done with the actual interview, he and I talked about he's got two daughters. I'm about to have two daughters. We talked about that for like another 10 minutes. He's a generous dude with his time, and he doesn't always have to be. It's important to remember that stuff. So this is largely just going to be the interview with Trent Williams. I do want to give you an injury update on what's going on with the Skins. Before I do that, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, and I want to remind you about the Christmas party, December 6th, Matchbox Rockville. Be there. Bring a toy. We're doing a big Toys for Tots donation drive. Bring a toy. It's going to be a blast. T-shirts, raffle items, Wiz tickets, Caps tickets. Breaking Tea is going to be there. Matchbox Rockville, 7 o'clock next Thursday, December 6th. Be there. All right. Here's what's going on injury-wise. It really looks like Chris Thompson is going to play. Jay Gruden said he's optimistic. He's feeling good. Thompson has been practicing the last few days. And here's the thing with Thompson. Because it's a rib injury, the only thing that can really give him a setback is getting hit. He's not going to get hit in practice, so I think he's going to be on the field Monday night when the Skins take on the Eagles. I think that's a very big deal for this offense. Jamison Crowder is another one where it's looking good. It's looking encouraging. Crowder looked good during the portion of practice I was able to watch on Thursday, and then at one point we really saw him test that ankle out. And he walked after the rep where he really kind of pushed off, made a hard cut. He walked over to receivers coach Ike Hilliard, and it seemed like the two of them were talking. I kind of expected him to be a little bit iffy, frankly, from the way he walked over there. But then afterwards, he said he's feeling pretty optimistic, said he's feeling pretty good. Elsewhere on the injury report, some guys I am concerned about. I don't think there's really any chance Quentin Dunbar is going to play Monday night. I could be wrong, but it seems like they really don't know what's going on with his leg. Matt Ioannidis, I would put as a question mark. Morgan Moses, oddly a question mark. His ankle has kept him out of practice a few days. Zach Brown hasn't been practicing, but I talked to him on Wednesday, and he seemed like a guy that will be out there when it matters on Monday. You know, Adrian Peterson didn't practice on Thursday, but remember that Thursday's practice is kind of like a Wednesday practice on a normal week, so I think it's a little early to sound any alarm bells on AP either. Trey Quinn was back at practice, which is good because he's been quite good for them. They need him. All right, that's enough about injuries. You guys want to hear Trent. One more time, good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at JPFinleyNBCS, and make sure you're following me on Instagram, same thing, at JPFinleyNBCS. All right, here comes Trent.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You are undeniably one of the toughest football players I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel, you know, about as good as I felt in a long time. Obviously, the thumb is still progressing, but, you know, it gets better every day. But everything else is perfectly fine.
Does it bug you a little bit? A big guy, an amazing athlete, you've played through knee injuries, arm injuries, shoulder injuries, and a thumb sends you to the sideline?
Yeah, actually, when I played three and a half quarters with it, because I just didn't want to give up. I didn't want to face defeat. I mean, my thumb maybe popped out of place like 14, 15 times through the course of that.
What's that pain like?
To be honest, it started doing so much, it wasn't even as painful anymore. It was just kind of weird, you know, your thumb pop out of place and you feel it, you know, when you're doing the most simple things. It's a little scary, you know. I wasn't really worried so much about the pain. I just knew something that wasn't normal.
Did they finally just pull you, or did you finally realize this thing might fall off?
You know what? During the TV timeout, one of the trainers handed me a bottle of water. I'm not even thinking about my thumb. I'm right-handed, so I just take the water, squeeze it, my thumb pops out of place, and I'm like, hey, my thumb just popped out of place squeezing a bottle of water, you know. They was like, yeah, that's kind of concerning. Right. And, you know, so they went ahead and pulled me, and come to find out, yeah, I should have never played through that play when it got hurt. So,
leaving Dallas, we saw you get into the ambulance. Precautionary, all's well?
Yeah, all's well. I was perfectly fine. I mean,
saw you. I was like, why is he? You seem fine.
Yeah, I was fine. The thing about it, I was dehydrated and I was feeling a little just lightheaded, queasy. I hadn't played in a long time.
Sure. Did you need an IV or something?
I needed an IV. I went in there for an IV, and now when I told them the symptoms, you know, just coincidentally, I had got hit in the rib right over my liver, and you know, the symptoms that I was having with dehydration kind of coincide with, you know, liver being bruised or bleeding. So they just wanted to be on the safe side and make sure that there was nothing, that everything was okay. But I was perfectly fine. My ribs didn't even hurt that bad.
Gotcha. All right. The week before that, there was another ambulance taking a guy off the field, and he wasn't fine in Alex Smith. I've heard you talk about the responsibility you feel towards your quarterbacks. And obviously you weren't out there, but what is it like when you see Alex go down like that? Even from the sideline.
It was gut-wrenching, man. It was gut-wrenching. I mean, I played this game for a long time, seeing a lot of injuries happen, but I think that may have been the most impactful when it comes to mentality-wise, seeing your, you know, all-star quarterback laying there and you can tell that his leg is, you know, has been injured, you know, pretty bad. And you you automatically, you know that that season is over with for him. He just feels terrible, man. He's such a great guy. He works so hard. I mean, he just don't really, they don't come around like that, you know, the type of person he is. So to see him down and in pain, I just sympathize with him, and it was just a painful situation to go through.
Have you reached out to him, texted him, or talked to him at all?
I mean, yeah, we've all reached out. You know, obviously, he's kind of, late recovering. I understand. Obviously, I done had a few surgeries over the last, 10 months. I know kind of how it feels, but your heart goes out to him. We pray for him all the time. And you just, it's bigger than football. Once you see something, an injury like that, you just want him, to be normal again, it ain't even about how fast can he get back to the field. It's about how fast can he get back to living a normal life and get that pain that you face constantly every day. It's a depressing part, it's a depressing part of time.
The thing I think about, I have young kids, you have young kids, Alex has young kids. You got to chase those young kids around. And just doing that is difficult. You've dealt with that this year.
Yeah. And explaining to your young kids how serious injuries are and, why daddy is immobilized for, this time period. And, because they don't really grasp the fact that people, to see people get down and see them get up, hear people clap. They don't really understand what's the severity of injuries that take place playing this game. So, obviously, it hits home when you actually get home with your kid and you can't do the things that y'all normally do.
And what you will say and what Jay Gruden has said and what every football player ever says is this is a next man up league. And the next man for you is Colt McCoy.
For sure.
How do you feel with Colt as your QB in a playoff chance?
I'm perfectly fine with Colt. Colt has shown that he can win games. He's shown that he has that winning pedigree. He's a very talented player. Obviously, I played him in college, and he broke our hearts a few times. So I'm very familiar with his skill set. And, the team is excited. Everybody likes Colt. He's been around in the locker room for some time. He's not a stranger by any means. He's a great dude. Leads Bible study every week. I mean, he's one of those people that you can honestly say he's close, about as close to perfect as you can get. And so we have all the confidence in the world. We gonna live and die with Colt right now, and that's just how it is.
He has a natural charisma.
For sure.
The numbers will say you got 5 games left, you got to win 3 of them. It starts in Philly. Monday night hasn't been that great for you guys. Philly hasn't been that great for you guys. What do you say to your teammates as a leader, a big-time role model on this team? This time it's going to be different.
You know what? It gets to the point where words are kind of, they don't mean anything at this point. I mean, it was week 13. We're fighting to win this division. No man should give you any extra hunger to want to beat these guys on Monday night and beat the team after that. I mean, we know what we're up against, so I don't say anything. I would rather just lead by action. And, hopefully if I can put together a great game, then that inspires everybody around us to play a great game, the best football. And that's my goal.
Someone you are close with seems to lead in a similar fashion in Adrian Peterson. What's it like having him as your teammate now for 2-3 months?
Just like the old days. I mean, he's one of those guys who's just the ultimate competitor, ultra serious. The game is everything to him. And you're right, he leads by example. And by him, virtually already a Hall of Famer in all of our eyes. We're just waiting on the jacket. It doesn't take much for people to follow a guy like that. Most of the people on this team grew up watching him. Most of the running backs grew up idolizing him. To see him here, see how hard he works every day, I think that in itself is just leadership.
You're beat up. AP's beat up. You guys are out here at practice. What does that show the rest of the guys in the locker room?
But we're not giving up. I mean, obviously I'm fresh off of surgery, second one of the year. I had one in December, but yeah, right. Less than a year.
Right.
And not having a surgery in my life, it's kind of a humbling experience, but Lord bless me that none of them are too serious. None of them, you know, all of them I got over pretty quick. But at the same time, you know, I take these days now, just like I look at the game. I come out here and I got things that I have to accomplish and I haven't practiced in some time, you know, and I know that it's just, you just don't walk out there and play well. You have to put it in on a daily basis. And, you know, by me practicing through the little stuff that I practice through, and not to say I'm beating my chest or even patting Adrian on the back. Everybody out here is dealing with something. But I think it says a lot more when you know a guy could easily take a day off and he chooses to come out here and work.
How big of a role did you have in getting him here? It's been a while now. You can tell the truth now.
To be honest with you, I tried before the draft. I kind of had a feeling that we were going to end up with really guys. I thought the whole time that's really? What we would get, yeah. So I understood that they wanted to go, you know, long term with the running back. But before we drafted guys, I did, you know, mention his name, throw his name out there, let him know he's working, he's ready, he's healthy, you know. And obviously they wanted to see what they can get in the draft. We got a running back, so they kind of put that on the shelf. You know, unfortunately, he got hurt. We all know that story. And
you were excited for Geis when he got here, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. I mean, I'm ecstatic. I think he's going to be a household name, you know, and he has that type of talent. You know, but unfortunately,
he did get hurt.
And they opened up the door for Adrian to come through, and we can make our reunion. And to be honest with you, once they said they was bringing him in for a workout, then that's when I kind of stopped my lobbying. I knew once he came here, he was going to crush it, so.
It's gone pretty much how you said it would since then. Have you been impressed with his play?
Nah, that's what I've grown to expect, which it sucks because, you know, you see a guy playing that great, overcome so many naysayers and doubters, and I can't say that I'm impressed. That's what I'm used to. That's the brand of ball. When he's healthy and he's on the field, that's what you can expect. Even when he's on the field, nobody's ever 100% healthy. But when he gets on the field, I've always seen for the last, 10, 11 years, and, you know, it hasn't changed.
You've been here through a lot. You've seen the RG3 era, the rise and fall of the Shanahan. Like, a lot has happened in this facility that you've kind of ridden through. Were you even aware? The team makes the decision to claim Reuben Foster off waivers. Does that even really hit your radar, or is that something that you're like, oh, a roster move?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Any player that gets added to this team, whether it's practice squad or on the roster, you know, I always pay attention to it as my teammates. You know, as a leader on this team, it's my duty to know every face that come in this locker room. So yeah, I've seen it, and you know, I've always was in love with Reuben as a player, even, you know, throughout the draft, watching him in college, I thought he was, you know, head and shoulders one of the best linebackers that I've seen in quite some time in the college ranks. So, pleasure to have him here on the team. You know, obviously, whatever surrounds it has nothing to do with us. All we're worried about is winning games on the field, and, you know, he's a part of our team. We'll welcome in as such.
What Jay and Doug have said is, you know, he's got to clear a whole bunch of hurdles before he's ever here. And is that kind of your mindset as well?
I don't have a mindset. They put him out there to play Monday night. You know, I'll be the first one to pat him on the helmet and tell him let's go. So it's Doug, Jay, Bruce, Dan, it's their team. They make the rules. Whatever they qualifications or standards he has to meet, that's up to them, as you know, between them. When he's, you know, when he puts on his helmet and shoulder pads, as a teammate, as a captain, you know, we're going to welcome him with open arms.
And that's if it happens soon or if it happens?
Whenever it happens.
You have been to the playoffs, but generally those have been late season runs. This is different where you guys have been in first and you're trying to scratch and claw and maintain that. How different does that feel?
It feels a lot different. I'm through 9 games, I've never been 6-3 in my career. You know, I don't even think you go through the first 8 games of the year, I don't think I've ever had a winning record.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it is a lot different, you know, and I think we reached an unfortunate 2-game skid. I mean, we lost our, you know, our starting, our signal caller you know, halfway through a game that, you know, we had within our grasp.
Right.
And then we turn around on a short
two
week.
Two games you had leads in.
Yeah, two games that we had our first lead changes of the year. So we were not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. I think that just shows you the determination and the will of this team. I mean, we lost a huge key. You know, any team around the league, you take out the starting quarterback. You know, if your team isn't rock solid around them, it's going to affect the team in a major way. We have a great defense, and it allowed us to kind of try to get Colts' feet wet, you know, and not get too far behind where we had to abandon the game plan. And we stayed in games. Colts played well. I mean, it's just still a hard thing to go through. It's very emotional seeing somebody who, you know, for 10 weeks has been, you know, the leader of the locker room. For years, you watch him, see how successful he is, to see him down there in that much pain. I mean, it's a shock, man. I'll be lying to you to sit here and say that it doesn't affect you, because it does. And turned around a short week with Colt. We didn't have any practice. Came out, and we still was in the game,
right.
You know?
Five bad minutes.
And that just shows you how sensitive the game of football is. I'm not discouraged by those games at all, really. The way that the team bounced back in Houston, losing your quarterback and still coming back and getting the lead, you know, and admit a couple ticky-tack fouls, to say the least,
yeah.
it's a different game. So we have all the confidence in the world. I'm thrilled to see what Colt does with these next games that, you know, that he has the opportunity to play in. I feel like it's going to be special. But that's just me. I love Colt as a person, as a friend. Been around him for a long time, so I want to see nothing but the best.
Probably not supposed to say this, but I'm the same way. Colt is just a guy who's so easy to root for.
Oh, man.
This is my last thing. DJ Swearinger is clearly an emotional player and an emotional guy, and the game of football means the world to him, like it does to all you guys. After the game, he's frustrated. He questions practice habits and what is happening and what should be happening. What do you say to that? Have you heard that stuff?
I mean, I didn't really hear the actual quote, but I understand what he's saying. I mean, it's not, obviously, you know, the way the world is now, it's always, the object is to take a quote and spin it and
sure.
Try to get, you know, as many.
Make the most salacious tweet you can.
Exactly. And get as many clicks as possible. I get it. But as a teammate, we understood exactly where he was coming from. You know, we got to be better. There's no reason we should work that hard to get in that game and then give it away on some couple plays that just uncharacteristic. So I get them. Frustrating. You know, that was a very important game on national TV. You know, very emotional right after the game. So nobody here took that in any negative light. It's speaking the truth. We need to be better as a team. And it all starts with practice. You can't expect to play great on Sunday if you don't practice with that same intensity throughout the week. And it gets late in the season, you just need little reminders because it gets repetitive, you know?
Well, here's the good news. You got another very big game on national TV coming up and a chance to prove that you've learned the lesson.
For sure. That's the good thing about football. I always got next week to prove it.